Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show. Boys, that story I told you, it stays with us, and that's not me anymore, just so you know.
It was filed.
Yeah, there you go. Presented by MilwaukeeShirtGuys.com. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Hall of Fame coaches, and they're my best friends because they're going to, you know, just keep that story. Kerry Vinay, Jeff Kavanaugh. You know that whole Irish thing, Kavanaugh. Yeah. You know how that Francis Jordan thing.
It's solid.
Yeah, it is solid. It was stupid days, Matt. Stupid days. Let's get to line one if we can. Austin is at the Marquette Germantown game. Austin, give us an update.
Well, Mike, Marquette has finally broken through against the Germantown defense. It is now 13-3 Marquette. They had about a 6-minute drive, which was basically all running, and they finally started getting some chunk plays against Germantown defense. And Alonzo Silva had some good runs, and finally, Vinny Nigro had a 10-yard touchdown run to give Marquette a 10-point lead. There's about 8 minutes to go. Germantown just punted again. Couldn't do much on offense. So we'll see if Marquette's able to salt their way here, or if Germantown.
Austin, you're breaking up. Thank you so much. 13-3 Marquette over Germantown. Line two. John Moore is at the Brookfield East Sussex Hamilton game. John, give us an update.
Well, Mike, on the first play of the fourth quarter, Sam McGath pretty much ends this one. It's 32-0, Brookfield East. Sam McGath from 21 yards out. We have 11:40 left in the ballgame. And, Mike, the Brookfield East defense is just stifling tonight.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, that's another team I don't think I want to see in the playoffs, guys.
Mm-mm.
You know, they've got a chance, depending on what Menominee Falls does tonight. Last we heard, John, so you know, 7-3 Falls over Central, but they got a chance. You know, if Brook Central can beat Falls, they got a chance to tie for that conference.
Yeah.
Let's get to line six if we can. Andy Spitzer, he's at the South Milwaukee Greenfield game. Andy is brought to you by Ballastroy Brothers Pizza. They've got a game day special going on. 2 3 topping 16-inch pizzas, 2 garlic breads, and 20 wings, all for $44.99. Highway 100 and Beloit Road, it's Ballastroy Brothers Pizza. Andy, give us an update.
Hey, Mac. Before the fourth quarter, Greenfield players had a huddle, and they got fired up. The message, it's now or never. They came out, first possession of the fourth quarter. Imagine a player doing a cartwheel and still catching a pass for a big gain into South Milwaukee territory. This place just erupted. They finally have some momentum going. The second play, they followed up with a holding penalty, killed the entire drive, had to punt it away. South Milwaukee unable to capitalize on their drive. And so Greenfield, after a South Milwaukee punt, has a short field. They're slowly picking up yardage. It's third down on South Milwaukee's 34-yard line.
Still 7-0, Andy?
Still 7-0, South Milwaukee.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. Let's get to line one if we can. Mark is at the Maguanago. I think, is that, hold on a second. Let's get to line
Arrowhead,
one if we can.
Arrowhead.
Yeah.
Maguanago, Arrowhead.
Okay. Thank you. Yep. Let's get to line one if we can. Mark, give
out
us an update.
Out here at Arrowhead, Maguanago is up 29-0 with 2:14 left to go.
Wow.
In the second quarter. Arrowhead came out of halftime. Mounted a 10 play drive, but just couldn't punch it in. Ended up having a turnover with an interception. And then Maguanago brought it back down the field to 80 yards to punch it in for another touchdown.
Hey, Mark, what's the crowd like tonight at Arrowhead?
It's a big crowd, actually. I mean, it's pretty chilly out here. I'm guessing it's probably 32 degrees or something out here. Wind's blowing like a son of a gun, but the crowd's loud.
Well, I'll tell you what, 29-0 Arrowhead, and I can tell you out in that market that there's going to be some chirping, man. some chirping about Fritz and all that. And I think the world of Fritz is a great guy. But they expect
and it will happen before they leave the field. It'll start.
Yeah, up in the suites.
Yeah.
Up in the suites is where that's going to start. Mark, thank you very much. Guys, I think there's a couple of guys that are going to go home and start worrying about some of this stuff. Did you ever worry about that?
No, you know, Cudahy was, you know, completely different. We were there. The first year I took over, we were 0-9, and I remember hearing just an old-timer say, you know, and he didn't even know I was a coach, you know, I don't know if this guy knows anything about football. And we were awful. I mean, in 1992, we were awful. We were 0-9, very few points scored, and there was nobody in the stands. And I remember one of the kids said, you know, coach, there aren't many people in the stands. I said, hey, I wouldn't come to watch us play either.
I barely watch us practice.
But we had championship freshman and sophomore teams, and we said, look out, we're coming.
Yeah, we had the hard-throwing right-handers in the bullpen.
So you've never been let go from a guy coaching job?
No.
Jeff?
No.
I have. One time, Heritage Christian. I was going to step away to go watch my son play at Maranatha Baptist Bible College, and we had won three straight state championships in the Christian schools at Calvary Baptist, and I'd won two back-to-back at Dominican up at the Cole Center, and they convinced me to come interview at Heritage Christian. And I said, look, I'm going to go watch my son play. We'll just come in so we can say you came in for the interview. It's okay. Don't tell my wife any of this. Walk into the interview. They call me back for a second interview. I go back, and they start talking about practice times. I said, why are you telling me about it? Well, you're our guy. I said, well, hold on. I got to talk to my wife. Hold on a second. So I take the job at Heritage Christian, and it never felt right. Yeah. My wife comes to the first game, says, I'm never coming back. And I said, why? She said, you have no idea what they're saying about you in the crowd. You're our fans. They don't know me. And I went, okay. So we ended up, I think we were, 11-9, something like that. You know, competitive.
Yeah, solid.
Solid. And the athletic director called me in, Ernie, really good man, strong believer, good guy. And he said, look, I don't know why, but I've been told I can't offer you your contract. And I said, I'm getting fired? And he said, well, I guess, but I'm just not going to be able to offer you a contract. I said, that means I'm getting fired. I said, Ernie, it's okay. He had tears coming down.
Wow.
And he said, look, they won't tell me right now why. They actually told me to send you an email. I said, you got to be kidding. He said, you did the four things I asked. No kids quit the program. We were very competitive. You never used bad language around our children. And you did the community service programs you laid in. So I don't know what's going on. And I said, it's okay, because I was praying about it. I didn't know if I was going to retire and go watch my son play. Or he said, why don't you walk out of my office and come back in and say, hey, you know what? You're retired. I said, no, this is a way better story. Let me talk about it on the radio a little bit. Let's get to line one if we can. Head football coach at Tulsa West. They get a good win against Tulsa East tonight. Hey, coach, congratulations.
Hey, appreciate it, man. It's been a ride. It's good to get back on top.
Hey, you know what? I'll tell you, the first thing they want to know when they're going to renew your contract, how'd you do against Tulsa East, pal? That's what they want to know. So you got to get that crosstown one, and then you can move from there. That's a good win for you guys.
It is. And like I said, it's been a ride, man. It's been a tough ride for the seniors. Tulsa East did a great job tonight. Their kids always play hard with that rivalry. The atmosphere was awesome. W feels great. Good to get back on a horse.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach, what was the final score?
14-0.
Good for you. Your defense obviously played really well, pitched a shutout.
Yeah, and they've been pretty strong all year, man. I mean, we fought with teams, and we've fallen apart and made some mistakes here and there, but our D has been great all season.
Hey, Coach, I want you to enjoy this one. Brooks Central coming up next week. Last we heard, Menominee Falls was winning 7-3 against Brookfield Central. I think that was starting in the fourth quarter. So you guys going to have to play really well to beat a good Brooks Central team, but certainly enjoy this one for now.
Congratulations, Andy.
Yeah, nice win.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks.
Andy, thank you very much. Let's get to line two. Rob Stoltz, head coach at Greendale. Running clock tonight, played awfully well. Coach, congratulations.
Hey, thanks, Mike. It was one heck of a week of practice that we had. Total buy-in from the guys, and played really well tonight.
Coach, this is Kerry Vinay. Hey, congratulations. Great win for you guys. It's going to really set you up for, a playoff berth and, conference championship. Where do you stand in that three-way tie?
We're on top.
Because of first
top, and Whitnell's on top of the other side, and that's who's playing who.
Wow.
And that's awesome.
That'll be a great game.
Hey, so what, Coach, did it come down to points in the first half?
Yeah, that's right. Yep. That's right. Points in the first half, and our defense has been pretty good all year.
You bet.
Hats off to our defensive staff because, man, the time that those guys put in is incredible, and they put our kids in position to make plays, and the kids are 100% buy-in and in whatever schemes that we're selling, and things are pretty good right now.
Coach, as Coach Cav, just want to say congrats. You well-deserved. And
I bring in the big guns, man.
Over there.
Hey, the old Woodlands, we got to stick together there, Robbie.
Yeah, that's you guys have been working and improving every week. You must feel good about your team.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and it's funny that to hear you guys on the phone because it seems like yesterday where we were trying to figure out how to stop Pierre Rembert in my first year in Greenville, and you blink and it's 19 years later, for God's sakes. And
that's how fast it goes.
Took some lumps early on, learned some things from some great teams and great coaches, and still trying to figure things out today.
Hey, Rob, that's good, man. Congratulations. So when you retire, you're the guy I'm going to have in with me then.
as long as you're still buying.
You got it. That's Rob Stoltz. Good luck next week against Whitnell.
Nice win.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Line 4. This, man, we've been talking about Waterford all night. And Coach Bakken, congratulations. Great win. Hey, Coach, we're in studio with Kerry Vinay and Jeff Cavanaugh. That's a really good win against a good Burlington team tonight, Coach.
Yes. Thanks a lot, guys. To come out 49-14, and be 42-7 at half.
Boy, your kids were hitting on all cylinders there, Coach, really. Dominic sounds like he had a terrific game, and Tanner always has a great game.
Yeah. It's one of those. Our O-line's coming together, but those guys make plays even when the play is not supposed to work because they're so athletic. They run through people, and they're in space. They don't get caught.
Well, it's also nice to.
It's a great win for our seniors.
Coach, it's so nice to win whether the weather is good or bad. And if it's bad and you still feel confident, that's a nice thing to have.
Well, and that's pregame, I said, it is Wisconsin. I mean, you're going to run into a wet field, wind, and rain. That's why, we try and be a run first team.
Yeah.
You got the offense built around it, Coach. That's no doubt.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Adam, early in the year we had John, and he said, look, I have two running backs that are so good. One is 1A and one is 1B. They're both, on any other team would be the featured back. And these guys love playing and sharing the ball with each other. And that whole formula has really worked for you.
Yeah. There is, and I've said this before, there's zero selfishness. Or he got more carries than I did. None of that. It is such a – just a solid team, both sides of the ball, just awesome seniors. And we're obviously having fun. It feels great to be 8-0, and we got to get ready for Badger on Friday. I'd like to be an outright champ, obviously, instead of share it, so we'll keep doing what we need to do, hopefully.
That's definitely. Adam Bakken, head coach.
Congrats,
at Waterford.
Hey, great win, Coach.
Thanks a lot, guys.
You bet. Hey, we're going to – Sam, let's go through these four we have. We'll get through them quick. Let's start with Don. He's at the Menominee Falls Brook Central game. Don, give us a quick update.
Guys, after an interception, Rashad Lampkin will cap a 51-yard drive with a 1-yard touchdown run. Brook Central now on top 10-7, 6:16 to go in the game.
Don, thank you very much. That's a big one. Let's get to Jerry Boltman, Catholic Memorial, Waukesha West. Give us a quick update, Jerry.
Yes, Mike, we're down to 8:30 remaining in the game. The score now is Catholic Memorial 24, Waukesha West 0, Mike.
Wow. Boy, you put a 0 for Waukesha West. That says something. Let's get to line 4 or 5. Andy Spitzer's at the South Milwaukee Greenfield game. Andy, a quick update, please.
South Milwaukee 7, Greenfield 6. Greenfield finally breaking through at the 20-yard run for the score, the extra point. No good.
Oh boy.
Just 2 minutes remaining. South Milwaukee holding on by 1 point.
Andy, thank you very much. Alex and Zola, he's at the Oak Creek Indian Trail game. Alex, give us an update.
Indian Trail on their way to victory. It is 12-0 with 2:50 left to go, running down the Oak Creek defense. Then Zola game ball tonight. Cameron Lee with his 57-yard touchdown reception earlier. It was the longest play of the game.
Alex, thank you very much, guys. Let's get your break. Other side of the break, we'll continue talking to guys like Adam Bakken, coaches at Coach Rob Stoltz, guys that have won games. Before they get on the bus or in the locker room, we'll get them on the air. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show, presented by MilwaukeeShirtGuys.com on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show, presented by MilwaukeeShirtGuys.com. I'm Mike McGivern, alongside Hall of Fame coaches Kerry Vinay and Jeff Cavanaugh. You heard Coach Stoltz. He's like, what are you, man, McGivern? You pack in the, you bet I do. You know, there are some guys that only want to be surrounded by pretty girls. I surround myself with Hall of Fame guys. You guys make me look awfully good. We talked about some surprises tonight. And, you know, some of the scores, Muskego's going to win big. That didn't surprise me. The Waterford one surprised me. The Catholic Memorial one is surprising me. The Sussex-Hamilton-Brook East one has surprised me a little bit.
Yes, that's a big surprise. Yeah, I thought
that really
Sussex
is.
Would be.
I think they're fighting for their lives.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, and I think, you know, not that you lose a team, but it's just – Three and three coming in and then losing this one, it doesn't look well for the playoffs.
No, it does not. It does not. The other one is Arrowhead. Yeah. You know, getting schnockered a little bit and getting pushed around a little bit, and that's just not that's a tough. There are some markets that, you know, administration pretty okay, runs a good clean program. Kids are respectful. They're competitive. It is the best conference in the state of Wisconsin. Arrowhead, that's not going to go over well.
Yeah, that doesn't cut it.
No. Well, and like we said, all these other teams, not that they were growing up around Arrowhead, but they have just become very, very competitive year after year after year after year. I mean, Muskego took over, knocked off Kimberly. You know, Fond du Lac had, you know, cut into their 55 games in a row, and then – you know, Muskego goes up and beats them in the state finals, you know, to win their first state championship.
Have not looked back.
Oh, and not looked back.
No, because and they are truly the hunted and could care less. They're just going to go do what they do. Let's get to line two if we can. Don, he's at the Menominee Falls Brook Central game. Really big game. Don, give us an update.
Guys, we got a good one here. Tamir Thomas for Menominee Falls punches it in for 4 yards. It's his second touchdown of the night. The extra point is no good.
Ooh.
So Menominee Falls now is on top 13-10.
Ooh.
3:53 to go in the game.
Man, might be the best game of the night right there. Don, thank you very much. Let's get to line one. Mark is back with the Maguanago Arrowhead game. Mark, give us an update.
Maguanago 36, Arrowhead nothing with 6 minutes left to go. Arrowhead just does not have any defense that will stop this Maguanago offense.
Boy, I'll tell you what, like we talked about, that is a surprise, Mark. Thank you very much. Line five, one of my favorite guys, head football coach at South Milwaukee, John Gillespie. He is just a really good man. Got a good win tonight. John, how you doing?
Doing fine, Mike.
Hey, I'm in studio with Kerry Vinay and Jeff Cavanaugh.
There, wow.
You know,
there's a couple of legends.
Yeah, you know what?
Hey, congratulations, John.
Big win.
Great
Thank
win.
You.
Great
Thank
win.
You know how hard that is for Cudahy guys to say that to you, John?
Yeah.
Man, those days are over, right?
Yeah.
You guys go into restaurants now in South Milwaukee. No, you don't? Okay. No, they don't, John. Hey, our guy said, look, the special teams and the tackling from the defensive side for South Milwaukee has been excellent tonight.
Yeah, that our defense was outstanding, and I'll tell you, the special teams. That's why I told the kids our special teams were special today. I mean, we were able to pin them in a couple of times on long field, and we had our backup kicker in today, and he was working for the last 2 weeks because our regular guy pulled his hamstring, and so I told him he was the difference in the game today. So
that's a good game ball for him. Yeah, Andy Spitzer, who was out there, just said, hey, you guys were tackling very, very sharply. You know, when Greenfield did complete a pass, you know, you guys were putting a hurt on the receivers.
Yeah, guys were swarming, that's yep. for sure. Yeah, it was good stuff.
Hey, John, do you know who you play next week?
Well, at least seeing the standings earlier this week, we believe it's New Berlin West. But I know that Eisenhower West and Greendale all, you know, have one loss. But I think, at least the way we saw it, Greendale was one, West was two, and Eisenhower was three. So, we'll wait till tomorrow morning and find out for sure.
Well, we know for sure Greendale's one because we just talked to Stoltz, and he said we play Whitnall next week.
Okay.
That he knew.
Yeah.
So, New Berlin West and Eisenhower, you'll play one of those. John, how are you feeling about this group?
Well, I think we've improved a lot because we have a lot of, you know, we do have a lot of young guys. We have 14 seniors, so we have some good leadership. But we have a number of sophomores that are up too, and you know how that goes. I mean, you got to bring them along, and they feel like, you know, they want everything in the beginning, and they can't have it all, and they got to earn their stripes, and they're getting there. And so it's been good. It's been a lot of fun, and they're really working hard. Our energy's been great at practice. So
and at this time of the year, Coach, you know, they have a season under their belt, you know.
Yeah,
and absolutely. And then to win a good game and play in typical Wisconsin weather,
yeah,
that's a big win. That's a good win.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, John, thank you very much. The family's good?
Yeah, everybody's great, Mike. Thanks for asking. I hope yours are, too.
Yeah, they are, John. Thank you very much. That's Coach John Gillespie.
Congrats, Coach. Big win.
South Milwaukee Rockets get
a
good win.
Yeah. Hey, that's good.
Before we get to a break, Mike Bush, who's at the Waterford game, he said, look, he sent me a text, said, look, this is really cool. And I mean, we're going to get to Maz in a second, but this is. So Burlington scored 14, right? Well, the second touchdown, special needs kid from Burlington, they got him on the field. The entire stadium was cheering. Everyone standing from both sides. Waterford.
Let him get in.
Let him get in.
Yeah.
So nice to get in. And you know what? Good for Coach Bakken.
Yeah.
And
that's a win-win for
everybody.
Oh, that's everybody. A win.
Yeah. That kid for the rest of his life will be thinking about that. Line one, Kavanaugh, you know, when you're here, we got to get Maz on every week.
Definitely.
Here, Hilltoppers, man. I don't know if I'll
They're
play
rolling.
Them in the playoffs. They're rolling.
Coach Maz, you got some mojo with Cav here.
Hello?
Hey, Maz, Jeff Kavanaugh is back in studio. He thinks that's why you guys won tonight.
Fantastic. Well, he's a good luck charm. Absolutely.
Man, if that's what it is, that's a good win for you guys tonight. Coach, you told me on Sunday that Germantown's defense is as good as any defense in our conference, and you weren't kidding.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, they did a fantastic job, and we found it hard to move the ball and hard to score. And, you know, they had a lot to do with that. And they always play us tough. Germantown plays as tough as any other team in the conference year in and year out ever since they joined the conference. Even going all the way back when they weren't in the conference, we played them in the playoffs here. And they especially play tough at home in Phil Batka Stadium.
Batka Field, yeah.
Hey, Coach, when we talked on Sunday in the parking lot of our favorite Sunday grocery store, you said, look, you know what, we're getting a couple of kids healthy again, but the kids that had to step up have really stepped up, and you really praised your staff. You said, look, my staff has been working like crazy, and when we started the way we started, not one of them quit, and these kids are taking direction from the staff, but you just were really impressed with your guys.
Well, we just keep rolling guys in there, and it's next man up. And, you know, we'll get guys dinged, and we played it out, a really good receiver tonight. And we were on our fourth cornerback, and, you know, he did a really nice job in there. And, yeah, you got to give credit to the staff to prepare these guys each and every week. And I got a fantastic staff that's built not only of Hilltopper alums, but also guys that have been in the coaching profession for a long time. So I'm very, very fortunate to have the guys I do.
So, Coach, you get West Allis-Hale at home next week. And you know, we talk about where teams are going to go. Do you even start trying to think about that stuff yet?
No, but I got a couple guys in the office that work in development with me that are they love to be all over the playoff brackets, yeah. And who's going to play who and that kind of thing. So I get a heavy dose of that during the workday.
How close do they get?
One guy in particular, I call him Doc. He is our school football historian. He's always pretty accurate. I'll give him credit. Pat Foran is.
I should have him.
He does a really good job.
Give me his number. I'll have him come on the Saturday show with me, so I look good.
Absolutely, he'd be fantastic.
I would love that, Matt.
It's only a 2-hour show, though, right?
It is only a 2-hour show. Can
yeah,
you?
He's good for 4 to 6 hours minimum.
Man, so maybe. Hey, I want to talk on my show. Hey, I'm not kidding. Next Saturday, we're going to be at State Fair, and I want to have some people in to talk about playoffs when you guys are at seating meetings. So I may reach out to you for his phone number.
Absolutely, be happy to
Matt,
get that to you.
Congratulations, great win tonight.
Congrats,
great
coach.
Win, coach. Keep it going.
Thank you, fellas. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey,
thank you guys, what you do for high school football.
You got it. Thank you, Matt. Let's get over to line two. Head football coach at Muskego. We just got done talking about how they obviously are the hunted, and they have not missed a step. This Muskego team is a team that we keep talking about every week. Coach Krause, good win tonight.
I'm on Twitter.
Oh, Coach Krause, are you there?
Hold on. Try again. Hello?
Hey, Coach. Mike McGivern, Carrie Vinay, Jeff Cavanaugh. We were talking talking about the Muskego program about 5 minutes ago, and I said, look, they win a state championship. Now they're the hunted for sure, and you guys have not missed a step, Coach. You guys just keep taking care of your business.
Yeah, I'm really proud of the kids. We have got a 1-0 mentality, and to be honest with you, it's all about us. We focus on our execution. You know, the first thing we do is we watch our film, how we performed, and we film practice every day, and we fix our mistakes the following day, and I think that's been the strength of our team is we're not worried about down the road. We're just taking it one day, one game at a time, and it's been showing the whole season.
Coach, are you able to do that as well? And look, none of the players can hear you right now. I think maybe some parents can, but I was never able to just do that one game at a time and not look ahead. I wasn't good at that. Are you good at that?
Well, I am good at it because this is the best conference in the States. You know, anybody can beat anyone. There is no – I mean, every week – I mean, tonight we played two D1 players. You had Wedig, who's just an absolute monster, Spencer, the linebacker. Wash North's got an all-conference wide receiver. Memorial's got a couple – I mean, every team, we just they got another D1 guy, a couple D1 guys. So there's not a week you can take off. And so, and you've seen it this year. There's games you go, oh, I'm surprised that team won it, but I'm not because it's the classic eight. So you cannot in this conference take anyone lightly.
And then on the other side, this is Coach Carrie Vinay. Hey, congratulations, Coach. Great win, great season. Keep it going. You guys are doing an outstanding job there. Like you said, greatest, best conference in the state of Wisconsin.
No doubt.
You know, I always follow, who's tough up north, Kimberly, is it Fond du Lac, whatever, Bayport stuff this year. And then, but right here where they put you, you have, the Franklins of the world, and you have some great teams right here that you're going to have to face, first of all, once you figure out the seeding and, you're going to have a rough time just, one game at a time here.
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah, and, we start off with Marquette non-conference, so, we went Arrowhead West. I mean, it's you have to have a 1-0 mentality. And we can't look ahead because you have no idea. Muskego's been in so many different regions through the years. We have no idea where we're going to go. We can go with the Southeast Conference. We can go with the Madison Schools. There's one year that, so you don't know so to even look ahead, I just think – I just know I personally we don't preach out with the kids, and so I can't do it either. We don't.
Yeah. Hey, Coach, thank you so much.
And, congrats, and Coach. Really.
Big win, Coach.
Yeah, you get
thanks again for having us on, Warriors. And I know Kerry's grandson's having a great season on the JV four-star.
Yeah.
He did as well.
He enjoys it.
Yeah. That's good. Good stuff, Ken Krause. Thank you. Good luck next week against Waukesha South. Let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we will get you some more winning coaches before they get on the bus or they get in the locker room. With me, I'm Mike McGivern. With me is Jeff Cavanaugh and Carrie Vinay. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show presented by MilwaukeeShirtGuys.com on Sports Radio 105.7. Hold on. Let's get to line one. Don Wachilis, Menominee Falls, Brook Central. Big game. Don, give us an update. Donnie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Give us an update.
Yeah, Mike, I'm sorry. We got 3 seconds remaining in the game. Rashard Lampkin just caught a 4-yard touchdown pass for Brooks Central. They now lead 17-13. As I said, 3 seconds remaining in the game.
Wow.
Wow. What a game.
What a game. Boy, that now is going to – there's be a three-way tie, I believe, in that conference. Interesting. Brooks Central looks like they're going to hold on and win 17-13. Really appreciate it, Don. Thank you very much. Guys, we're still not getting to a break. Coach Hoffman from Indian Trail got a nice win against Oak Creek tonight. Hey, Coach, congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Man, that's a really good win against a quality opponent. Was the final 12-0?
Yes, it was.
Boy, defensive battle. Obviously, you're happy. Defensively, you guys really played well to shut out Oak Creek.
Yeah, the first half was a quick one. Defensive stop. I mean, it was 0-0 at half. And they tried banging a couple really long field goals for some touchbacks. And then in the second half, our defense got us spark plugged up and got a couple. I think they ended up with 3 takeaways. And the first one sparked us for a quick score. And another one got us down there close again. They were punching in and scoring. So it was a heck of a ball game.
Yeah, it really was. And that put you guys in second, I think, alone in that conference,
yes.
Coach. And with the other coaches I've asked this, do you start looking – at playoffs yet, or do you wait until that final game and then that night start looking?
Well, you never know. You never know who you're going to play, who they're going to send where, and you know what I'm saying? So we can waste a lot of time and try to do it, but especially in the days now where film's readily available.
Right.
I mean, back in the day, like 15 years ago, we'd be scouting mid-season, going travel around who we thought we'd get paired with, you know, because we had to go gather our own film. But now, Tuttle, we're going to get what we need to be able to do our normal game week type stuff, so. You know,
yeah. Congratulations. That's a wonderful win, Coach. That is, you know, against Oak Creek and yes, the league is very, very balanced this year. You got Franklin riding high, yep, at the top, and you have Case your final game. Is that correct?
Yeah. Oh, they're another great team. I mean, yeah. I don't know. Do you guys know the score of that Case Park game?
I do not. No, we didn't have
going on.
Yeah, we didn't have anybody at that one, Coach. Certainly, with what you guys did tonight, it sets up a really nice, I think, a really nice playoff seed for you. When you go in those seeding meetings, you can certainly talk a little bit about that. So, hey, Coach, thank you very much. I appreciate
Congrats,
it.
Congrats, Coach. Big win.
I appreciate it.
Excellent.
Have a good night.
Thanks. Let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue talking to coaches. This is Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show presented by MilwaukeeShirtGuys.com on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz. Let's get right to line one. Head football coach at Brookfield East. Hey, Coach, nice win tonight. Coach Farley, good win tonight.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, anytime you beat a really good Sussex-Hamilton football team, it's a good win. So, thank you.
Hey, Coach, I don't know if you heard, Brooks Central did knock off Menominee Falls 17-13. With 3 seconds to go, scored a 4-yard touchdown pass. 3-way tie in the conference at this point.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, we knew that, Brookfield Central, Menominee Falls, you know, they matched up very evenly. 2 great programs, and, it came down to the last play, it sounds like. So.
Yeah, it did. It definitely...
Coach, what's your tiebreaker? This is Kerry Vinay. What's your tiebreaker for, a conference champion if all of you are tied at the end?
You know, I'm not too sure what the tiebreaker is. Yet.
Points in the first half or something. Yeah,
probably so. Yeah.
Man, yeah. What I'll tell you what, Sussex Hamilton came out and they needed to play well to get a win, try to get in the playoffs, and defensively you guys played awfully well tonight.
Yeah, it's a team that is really talented. They got a lot of weapons, and obviously Coach D'Amato over there does a tremendous job. So. We had a handful, and I'm really, really happy about the way our guys responded and played tonight.
Excellent, Coach. Thank you very much. Certainly good luck next week, Coach, and you get a really good defensive team like Germantown. Good luck against them next week.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Take care.
Line two, Bill Young, head football coach at Catholic Memorial. Hey, Bill, this is Mike McGivern alongside Kerry Vinay and Jeff Cavanaugh. How you doing?
Hello.
Hey, Bill, Mike McGivern. How you doing?
All right, Michael, how you doing, buddy?
Good. Hey, in studio with Kerry Vinay and Jeff Cavanaugh. What a nice win for you guys tonight.
Yeah, it really was. You know, we, we're 6-2 right now. And, you know, we learned some out at our loss against Kittle-Marine without just kind of go through the motions. That doesn't cut it. And then, we just got bombarded by Mosquito. They are a great team, boy, I tell you what. That one got away in a bad way. But, you know, we've come back after that with two big wins. And, I'm just really proud of how our defense played tonight against really a, really solid Washoe West team. Steve Rux is a great coach, and just really thrilled how our kids performed tonight.
Hey, Billy, was it 24-0 final?
Yeah, they got seven at the end. You know, we had as my good friend Terry Vinay, we had a Scorpinos in at the end of the game. And,
the Irish.
We cleared the bench, got everybody a little bit of playing time.
Boy,
that was awesome.
Yeah, that really is awesome. Coach, I'll tell you, I saw Waukesha West up close and personal, and that you're right. That's a really good football team that you beat 24-7.
Yeah, and you know what? Combination defensively, Joey Getz was really a standout for us tonight. And I thought our back end to our backers to the front really played well. And then offensively, Luke Fox, he was putting the ball right on the money, and we kept on dropping it. But, it was windy and cold, and we kind of settled in and 3-0 at halftime, and then we got a score and then a pick six and another nice drive. So just really pleased, got out healthy, and looking forward to Waukesha North next year.
Hey Billy, Kerry here. Hey, is there any idea of what division you guys might play in? It looked like maybe possibility of dropping to 4 this year, or is that possibility?
Wherever we go.
Right,
Right now, I don't even look at that stuff.
You got a tough North team next week. They pass the ball all over the yard.
Oh, yeah, and Chimley is an outstanding football player, and Johnny Kelleher and Matt Harris does a great job, and, we're just going to be dialed in on that game.
Absolutely.
We'll get out of there at 7-2, but, I'm really pleased with my coaches, my two coordinators, Mike Kinnatier and Nick Vitale. Great job in preparation throughout the year, and Mike's been with me for 12 years. He's a great coach, and been blessed to have really good players and really great coaches that I work with.
Well, I saw it up close and personal against the Muguanago team. That play right before half, that hook and ladder, as I would call it, Coach, when you dialed it up and they ran it so well,
that's the Oshkosh connection.
There it is.
Nick Vitale and Sam Minkowski. CJ Blackburn, those guys are terrific. We're doing a lot of stuff that Pat Cioni does on defense and offense, and coaches about trying to keep learning and staying current, and just really pleased with the effort for our kids tonight.
Perfect, Bill Young. Thank you so much.
Nice. Congratulations,
coach.
Billy.
Good luck next week against Waukesha North.
Talking with you, brother.
Okay.
Take care. Thank you.
Let's get to line 4 if we can. Greg is at the Hartford West Bend East game. Greg, give us an update.
Well, I'm actually not at it, Coach, but I got an update from my guy, and I'm proud to say that Hartford is your North Shore Conference champion after beating West Bend East tonight, 34-13. A lot of penalties in the second half, but it was a 35-yard touchdown pass from Hartford's quarterback that eventually sealed off the game. So, again, Hartford West 34, West Bend East 13. Hartford will play Port Washington next week in their last game, but Hartford has sealed their way to being North Shore Conference champions.
Meg,
so.
Got to congrats. First time congrats. In 19
yeah.
years.
Yeah, big win.
Greg, thank you very much, Greg. That is, you want to talk about history. That's history now. And so let me ask you, boys, if you're Coach Keel and the staff at Homestead, for the first time in how long, they've 2 losses in conference, not going to win the conference championship. How do you keep that locker room? For me, it's okay, boys. You know what? Our number one goal is to win back-to-back state championships. Our goal is still ahead of us. So with a little bit of a slip-up, let's get back to practice Monday and figure out how to get better. So make sure that we're playing the best football we can after, starting this week.
Well, I think what you try to do is motivate the kids to get something out of the season, and out of the season is, okay, we're not conference champions, but we are going to be in the playoffs, and we got to get a playoff win. You guys, for seniors especially, you got to go out with a playoff win. So, I mean, you can hang that over the kids and say, hey, you know, be and have the seniors show the leadership to have something accomplished. And I think that if you have good seniors, that's something that they will play hard for.
Plus, they're a very good team. I mean, you know, it's not like it's the end of the world. And stuff like that happens. You know, I remember when we had a 19-game winning streak, and we had a day like today. We played South Milwaukee, and we go in there. We're 6-0 on the next season after going 13-0. And all of a sudden, we're playing South Milwaukee in the rain, and we get beat 19-0 to end our, you know, undefeated streak and whatever. Right. But, hey, you just go and say,
Start over. When I do a segment for Around the Corner with John McGivern, and we did it in Mequon, and I did it on the Homestead football program. And when I talked to Dave Keel, all he talked about was the servant leadership. And the reason their program is so good is the coaches serve the seniors serve the sophomores, juniors, and freshmen, and the seniors have to take control, and they own the team. So we'll find out.
Yeah.
Right? We'll find out. And when you said, look, that's the way this thing can work, and they're lined up, they're set up to have this thing work because of that whole servant leadership.
Yeah, you're right.
Hey, did you guys do much of that when you were coaching? You know, I don't know how much we thought about that way back then as far as giving back and servant leadership, stuff like that. Did you guys do much of that?
We never really called it servant leadership. We always said, you know, you win with seniors, and we put everything on the seniors. And the other kids were, I guess, so good as far as just being great kids, whether they be juniors, sophomores, freshmen, whatever. And the freshmen just gravitated to the seniors. It kind of did it vicariously.
Yeah, and one thing that we really liked is a lot of our seniors and juniors would always help out at the grade schools and at the middle schools. And they would go and help out at the flag football games for the grade schools or the youth football, and even go to practice and talk to the kids.
Boy,
and
that
stuff
means
like
a lot to those
And it does.
Kids.
So they kept contact. And it was funny because then when you saw the kids, those young kids at our games, they would be, you know, some of the kids would be playing football and they'd say, hey, I'm Johnny Duginsky tonight, or I'm somebody else. And they weren't talking about the pro players. They were talking about the high school kids that they wanted to be like.
Hey, I got a text from Jason Pittman. Kewaskum over Berlin tonight, 36-35 in double overtime.
Wow.
Nice. Intercepting the two-point conversion pass to clinch it. So Kewaskum got a really good win. Hey, we're going to get to an early break if we can, Sam. Other side of the break, if you're leaving a game and you want to call us and talk about the game that you're at, give us a call because we've got one segment open, 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Give us a call. Talk to about the game that you were at. And if not, guys, what we'll do is start looking at some of the games next week and try to figure out some of the teams that have to win to get in the playoffs. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show presented by MilwaukeeShirtGuys.com on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show, as always presented by our friends at MilwaukeeShirtGuys.com. If you're looking for shirts for any of your events, go to MilwaukeeShirtGuys.com. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Hall of Fame coaches Kerry Vinay and Jeff Cavanaugh. Hey, I guess coaching is what keeps you married? Is that it? You're 50, almost 50 years.
Almost, yeah.
How about you, Cav?
43.
I'm 36. Maybe because we're not home a lot?
I overachieved, though, I'll tell
you. Yeah, Kavanaugh was telling me that in a big way. He said, you totally outkicked your coverage. So, no, he didn't say any of that, Vinay. You know that.
I probably was thinking that.
Yeah, well, you married a Milwaukee Lutheran girl.
Yeah, and I did,
My daughter graduated. She teaches there now.
Does she?
At Milwaukee Lutheran. Yeah, yep, yeah. Graduated from there, and her husband's on the Homestead staff.
Wow. Rough one tonight for Homestead.
Rough one tonight. But you know what? They'll bounce back. You know those guys out there. That's a good football team. I saw them against Whitefish Bay, and they're good. They're well coached, and it's a really good Look, it's a good group of kids.
And it toughens you up for the playoffs. I mean, you know, nobody wants to lose. But and you can blame the weather or this or that or whatever. It's the same for everybody.
Keel doesn't blame anyone.
No, he doesn't. No. But the thing is, it's going to happen. Only one team in each division, there are only seven teams that are going to go and feel really good about themselves once you get into playoffs.
Yeah.
And everybody else is like, oh, man.
Well, I'll tell you this. Nicolay's going to have to win next week against Homestead to get in the playoffs. I feel Homestead's going to bounce back.
Oh, yeah. In a big way.
Oh, yeah.
Big way.
In a big way. In that conference, then, congratulations to Hartford. Congratulations to those guys winning that conference. They play Port next week. Whitefish Bay plays at Slinger. Slinger's going to feel really good about themselves next week. They're going to have a great week of practice. And then Grafton plays West Bend West. So that'll be Grafton's last game in that conference.
Right, and then they're going to go to the Woodland East.
Boy, the Woodland's going to be.
Yeah, that's going to be a great conference with Catholic Memorial coming in.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you very much, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, hey, let's look, if we can, at a couple of these games. Thursday night lights for us. Franklin's going to be at Oak Creek. Oak Creek taking one on the chin tonight and not scoring against Kenosha Indian Trail. I looked at that game and I thought, Oak Creek gets Indian Trail. That's going to be a game for the conference. Now Oak Creek's got a couple losses. Franklin's going to win that conference. Indian Trail, I think, has now just one loss, but Franklin beats Oak Creek, and I think they win the conference.
Right.
Lewis Brown did things a little bit different. Two non-conference games, as difficult a game as you can find. I think almost as difficult as you can in the state. And I think he knew going in that, look, we're Franklin. We're going to win enough games in our conference to get in the playoffs. So let's figure out where we are right off the jump. And you got to give him a lot of credit. And that staff, they almost won both. That first game they lost, and they made a great comeback and almost won that thing. And so now they're rolling. And it's funny because we don't even cover some of the Franklin games because we know they're going to win big. And I'll get mentions from guys, hey, I didn't hear a Franklin score. I said, I don't have 50 guys. I've got 22 guys sometimes. And in that conference here, sometimes it's going to be lopsided and Franklin's going to win big, and we're probably not going to cover that game. And so Lewis Brown, he's put that program, and his staff has put that program on that level, that elite kind of level. When you talk about some of the best programs in the state, and you talk about the Kimberleys and now the Muskegos, you have to talk about a program like Franklin.
Franklin, and they have a young quarterback, and and the thing that people don't realize about Franklin, they have the spread offense, and they throw the ball all over the yard, and they're very good, and they have a good running attack off of that spread offense. But they play outstanding defense.
Right.
They are tough kids. They have great coordinators. They really take it to you, and they can compete.
And yeah, Lewis is a defensive coach. That's where he is a defensive guy, and he takes great pride in the Sabres defense.
Well, and they have some big kids, and they're strong kids. So they can compete. They can compete at the highest level.
Yeah, you bet. The other programs I think you talk about is certainly Greendale. New Berlin Eisenhower are programs that people go, okay, that's where we want to get to. We want to be that kind of program. A program like Eisenhower that, had some issues, and the next man up, and they've done really well. I mean, they didn't win the conference. They tied for it.
Yeah.
Greendale's going to be the conference champ, but I know that Matt Curtin and his staff really proud of the kids that stepped in off the bench and said, okay, it's my turn. You know what? I know what it's like. I know what it takes to be a New Berlin Eisenhower football player.
Yeah.
So let's ride.
And also, let's not forget New Berlin West, who beat Eisenhower.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes to show you the balance of that league at that level. And at West, the Woodland West is a very, very tough side of the conference.
Oh, it is. Yeah. I had Ben and some players in this week from New Berlin West. These were really good kids.
Yeah.
I really had fun with these kids. You know, there are times that kids come in and they're too cool to be here, or they're really nervous and they won't talk. These kids from New Berlin West, every single one of them walked up to me after, shook hands, looked me right in the eye, and a good handshake and said, sir, thank you. Hey, thanks a lot for having us in. That was really fun. That kind of stuff. And I said, Ben, you picked the right kids. because these are great ambassadors for this program, great ambassadors for you and the school. And he said, Mike, I've been so blessed with some of these kids. They're just really wonderful kids. And I get a chance to see a lot throughout the year, especially with that Pick and Save Student Athlete of the Week, where I get to go out and then meet the family and the mom and the dad. We just had a kid from Whitnall that we celebrated how good of a student athlete he was. And I always ask them, Kerry, your motivation for being such a good student athlete, where does that come from? This young man said, look, mom and dad came from India, and nothing came easy. And I watched growing up as my dad just worked hard like crazy. And the least I could do was get good grades. It's the least I could do. Hey, let's get to line one. John Moore, he's got a question about Division II playoffs. John, what's up?
Hey, Mike, do you think Division II is about as wide open as it has been since there's no really one dominant team in any given conference this year?
Yeah, I think so. Right, Kerry?
Yeah, well, I mean, you have Waterford, who's going to be tough. And if they get paired up with, a tough team like a Waukesha West, who has like three losses, but hey, throw that out the door because they've always given Waterford a tough game. But Waterford is a very, very strong team in the Southern Lakes Conference. Sometimes they're overlooked, and they'll put a good show up. But I'll tell you, that division, you are right. I mean, it is wide open.
Yeah,
right, Coach Cap?
This year, I think there's no one that you can put your hat on and say, hey, that's the team that will be up in Madison. You can't say that.
Hey, no. Hey, John, shouldn't you be trying to find a 24-hour florist or something? It's your 10th anniversary. Jessica's sitting there waiting for you at home. Shouldn't you be finding a florist or something?
Hey, Mike, I'm way ahead of you. That was done ahead of time already. I took care of that on Tuesday.
On Tuesday, the flowers are dead. You left them in your trunk?
I didn't leave them in my trunk, Mike. I went and ordered them on Tuesday. They got sent to her work yesterday. I'm a god over in her office right now.
There,
Mike, I'm looking pretty good.
There you go. John Moore, get home. We'll answer all your D2 questions at a later date. That's
brother,
awesome.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet.
Good question, though.
Yeah, it is a good question. We, man, we have some good guys covering these games for us, boys. They, as long as they give us the score early in it, you know what, then I'm okay. It's when we got to wait. You can see how I get a little antsy. Yeah. Like,
they earned their paycheck today with the weather, though.
They did, yeah. Except for Alex and Zoli went up in the press box, and it was heated. And yeah, somebody sent me a picture of him in a press box. He had his jacket off, had his feet up.
Probably had popcorn.
Had popcorn. Yeah, not good. Hey, boys, I can't thank you enough. You know, next week we're going to go next week, and then we're going to do one more show, Level One. It's fun having you guys in. It's good because you guys have coached together for so long. Any question I can throw out, you either look at him when I start talking about getting in the weight room, you looked right at him. Kind of like, okay, that's his deal.
That's because I was never in the weight room. he ran the weight room.
Yeah. There it is. And
well,
then
we worked hand in hand.
I was the design guy, you know.
Oh, you were that's good.
Yeah.
You were the
X's and O's,
professor guy.
Well, it was funny, like talking to Coach Stoltz, and it is true. He said, you know, it was 19 years. We were trying to stop your running back 19 years ago or 15 years ago. And you blink and 15 years happens. That's how fast things go.
Hey,
so
the best line of the year for me on Thursday Night Lights is Greendale comes back and beats Pewaukee in unbelievable fashion. Walk into the car and he's talking to his players. And he said, you'll remember this. When you can, all you can do is eat oatmeal. You'll remember this win. And we did it on national TV. I go, we're national now? He goes, it's part of the speech, pal. Get away. I laugh. I'm telling you, I'm still laughing at Stoltz. So.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you. Kerry's good to see you. Coach Cav,
have
a good weekend dog sitting.
Yeah, we'll do. We'll do.
Schmitty, thank you.
Well, they're probably sitting for me.
Yeah, that's it. They will be. Thanks for listening. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show presented by MilwaukeeShirtGuys.com on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.